Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 Chicago. Welcome to Check Out Chicago, and I am your host, a little under the weather today, Miss Keisha Nicole, and my special guest co-host is Mr. Joe Plummer. Joe?
Hey there, can you hear me?
Yes. Chicago, can you hear him? Today, we're just going to continue on in our conversation from last week, reintroduce Mr. Joe Plummer to Chicago, talk about his experience. He's going to share his wisdom and the knowledge of the arts and entertainment business. Mr. Plummer has been in the arts and entertainment industry, I want to say since the 1980s. Doing his thing on stage as a solo artist as well as with a band. He has also worked with numerous Chicago theater companies, and he's done film, radio, as well as TV. Mr. Joe Plummer, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Plummer, how you doing today?
I'm doing just dandy. And how are you? How are you?
I'm well. I'm very well. We got to get right into it. Okay. Again, welcome to Check Out Chicago. I am, again, your host, Miss Keisha Nicole. And I just want to welcome everybody to the show. Thank you so much for listening. The telephone number, if you would be so kind enough and you want to call in and chat with us, is area code 347-326-9477. Again, that number is 347-326-9477, and I encourage you to follow the prompts as they are given. We're not going to try to be boring and go over the exact things that we discussed last week. But last week was very interesting conversation. We started off talking about passion or payment when it comes to a performer. And we also talked about the benefits of experience and or exposure in the arts and entertainment industry. And Mr. Plummer shared with us, oh, my God, with Chicagoland and if you're listening in other cities and states and other parts of the United States regions, he blessed and encouraged us and also gave us insight into the world of arts and entertainment. So, Mr. Plummer, I want you to do something for me before we go any further. Don't be afraid because I enjoyed it so, because this program is being recorded, and people will be able to go back and listen to it again. Tell us how you began your career, and tell us again, you gotta, in the arts and entertainment industry, and the first impression or impersonation that you did once you got into the business? You know where I'm going with this, because you got to do it again.
Yeah, I do. Unfortunately, I can't tell you that. I can tell you, but I have to give my age or about.
No, you don't.
I don't want to tell Sir Carlo my age, how old I am, but I will say this. Okay, let me just start from the very beginning, and then they'll probably can figure out about how old I might be. Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go. Well, back in the 50s.
Jojo.
That gives it away right there, right? So I did my Elvis imitation in kindergarten. I believe it was kindergarten or first grade. And the teacher used to pass me around to different classes to show me off because I had just watched Elvis on television. And I did my imitation of him the very next day in school, and they just, you know, passed me from room to room and do the same, you know, Jill Hoshrock or whatever it was. So that's how that came to be with me performing in front of a crowd of people. Mm-hmm. And my aunt used to also send me, I used to go with her to different lounges in the morning when they were open. And for some reason, I do remember this, but we would go to different lounges or little taverns, and she would get my hat and pass it around, and they would put coins in there when I do my little singing and dancing. It's like, whoa, I love this.
Wow.
You know? Uh-huh. I know, isn't that crazy? So that's how that all started with that, you know.
Okay,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so, you know, as time went on, you know, you become a teenager, you start your group. And then, as I said before, you know, I did a talent show with the Five Stair Steps, who did the song Ooh Child years ago. Anyway, they were all little boys, little girls and stuff, and we did the talent show at the Regal Theater on 47 and King Drive back in the early 60s, middle 60s. And yeah, I'm trying to get ahead too. So as time went on, you know, you get married and have some kids, and then the bug was still inside me, even though I was at the steel mill during the middle 70s, it was still in me to sing and dance, right? So I wanted to do it seriously because I did it for fun before, but I wanted to get serious with my career. So I started another group.
Let me ask you this. You said the bug was still there. And the only time you performed prior to really going into it seriously was for family and friends and classmates and teachers?
Mm-hmm, exactly. Okay. Yeah, because of the classmate thing. Let me just say that. Let me repeat that again, too, for those who didn't hear it last week. I did at my grade school, eighth grade, I did Louis Armstrong imitation.
That's it.
So I did the imitation of Louis Armstrong, and I sung Hello, Dolly, and won, you know, the talent show back in the day. And as I said, that was in eighth grade. And then, you know, we fast forward like 30, 40 years later, I did Louis Armstrong at Apple Tree Theater. I played him in a play called Jamming with Pops.
Wow.
And I was nominated for a Jeff Award for Best Actor that year of 2003.
Okay.
And it's like, wow, I did this back in grade school, and I'm doing it professionally. It is
so
funny how life, you know?
For the listeners who were not able to tune in on last week and hear that wonderful impression or impersonation that I truly, truly adore, can we bring Louis Armstrong? Can you just do that for us just one time? Hello, Dolly. But you have to do more than just a sentence or a verse. You have to do
Well, you see, I don't know if Louis can do it the whole song. You see, Louis only does so much now because he's a lot older. So we'll do Hello, Dolly again. Yeah. Hello, Dolly, this is Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly. I can tell, Dolly.
You gotta just stop us right there, but that was good. I am truly, too. That's my favorite. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Joe Plummer as Louis Armstrong. Now, we don't have the background clap like, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was awesome. That was awesome. Now, last week you did share with us your thoughts as far as like being in the business and whether or not if an actor, what is more important with a performer? I'm saying performer and not just actor, because Mr. Plummer, and as I mentioned before, has array of talent. I mean, he is not only an actor, not only a choreographer, DJ, photographer, videographer. He is also the artistic director of the new Bronzeville Community Theater Company, which or the Bronzeville Theater Company. And he is now not just the performer or the hire. He is the person that is to hire. So we want to know, like, when it comes to the business, which do you feel is more important? The passionate side of it, the payments for it? What is your take on it? Well, you know how I feel, but I know how you feel, dear.
And I thank you for having much faith and trust in me for making me the artistic director of the Bronzeville Theater Company.
Oh, wow. You're welcome. Sincerely,
though. You know, I really appreciate that. That says a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. So anyway, let me just get right down to business about the passion or the payment or the money, the financial part. They're both important. And trust me, I do know how you feel. And as I said before, they both are important. It's good to have the passion because, you know, once you have the passion about anything, you can go many places, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about passion is that even if you're not good at it, people can see through that. I think I told you this before, that I would rather hire someone who's not as good as the other actor or the singer, but if they have the passion and the talent, we can work with them.
Yeah.
If we have somebody who's an asshole, so to speak, who has the talent, who's great, but just hard to get along with, I would rather not be bothered with them, you know?
Yeah, and you have mentioned that with great sincerity, talking to me and others in reference to that, and that has kept, ladies and gentlemen, that has kept me, I would say, like, in a more humble place when it comes to this. I want to also mention, and Joe and I both will probably mention names of other individuals who are, that we know who are in the entertainment business, and we would welcome them, and we're looking forward to them being on the show. Miss Alaysha Duncan and Mr. David Barr, who are our friends indeed, and who are the executive producer and artistic director. Am I correct in saying this?
I think
players?
Alaysha is the artistic director,
mm-hmm.
and David, he's the president of the board of directors.
Okay. Now, they both share the same values when it comes. So this is for the actors out there when you go to audition. And, Joe, you can elaborate on this. When you go to audition for certain plays and you see Miss Alaysha or you see Mr. Barr or on the panel of directors or auditioners, you will know that that's one of the things that they're looking for, not just professionalism, you know, by itself, but also the passion. And would you say that most directors or producers would look for that, you know, look for passion within the professionalism and just not, you know, the professionalism or just because you have a resume that says, I attended Harvard, you know? No, I'm serious. Like,
let me just say this. When you have a resume that shows a diverse background and mm-hmm. shows you've been around, then they expect much more from you. You know, you mm-hmm. have to come with it, because if you get all this all these accolades and this school you've been to and these plays you've done in the past. And it's like, well, when you come to audition, you better come with it, because we know that, you know, that people build up their own resume, and sometimes they lie about what they've done and where they've been.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about that, the audition process is, of course, when you come into an audition, we prefer you to be professional, of course. Come in and tell us your name and tell us what piece you're about to sing or what monologue you're going to do. You know, that's how you come in professionally. But the thing is, if you have the talent and that passion, that's what we call raw talent, you know.
Right.
Those who haven't been to school to learn certain things, but we know we see the raw talent of and the passion of that person, we say, well, we might just give him a chance or give her a chance, because we see this person can be molded. This person is directable, you know. We can direct this person to do what we need them to do, as opposed to someone who has a long list of things they've done, but we can see a certain attitude as you walk into the room. And the thing about that is, it's always the best thing for when you come into an audition, besides being professional and besides showing that passion, is to have fun. If you're uptight when you walk into that room, we can smell it. It's like animals, you know how animals do when you smell somebody. But that fear is inside you. We can see that. It's so clear. And that's why I love to sit in on auditions. If I have an audition coming up that week or that month, I love to sit in on auditions to remind me of what not to do, you know, when you come into an audition. Always come in there prepared, have fun, and show us that passion, you know.
Okay. Now,
yeah.
I know that it's always, and we're going in a different direction right now. By the way, in the chat room, we invite you to join us and we appreciate you giving the comments in the chat room. Joe, they are loving the Louis Armstrong impression.
So
Thank you. They are asking for information regarding the Bronzeville Theater Company, and I would like to touch base on that before we go to break. The Bronzeville Theater Company is a newly founded theater company in the Chicagoland area. I am the founder of the Bronzeville Theater Company, and I work for Mr. Joe Plummer. Oh, yes, I do. I enjoy working for him. The Bronzeville Community Theater Company does not yet have a building. We do not have a home within the Bronzeville community, but we are seeking such. We have done our plays at Northeastern Illinois University in Chicago, and we truly, truly appreciate the time that we spent there. We are going to, and I guess when we come back from the break, we can talk more about what we have coming up. Do you think we should do that, Mr. Plummer?
I think we should.
Okay. We can share with you all who has partnered with us, who has shared space with us, has welcomed us into their home, and has supported us in our endeavors to bring theater art back into the heart of Bronzeville. We believe that Bronzeville is where theater, cultural arts, performing arts began, and we would like to continue in that legacy and let that legacy continue through us in Bronzeville community. We have theater companies on the south side of Chicago, yes, we do, and we appreciate them also very much, because they too have a legacy within our culture. But we want to share and just to share with the Bronzeville community and just bring that back. People like Mr. Louis Armstrong himself performed in the Bronzeville area when it was on and popping back in the day. So we just really want to pay respect to our ancestors and those before us. who have, you know, who have graced, you know, us with their talents and with their artistry. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. We, again, thank you for joining us on Check Out Chicago with myself, Keisha Nicole, and my co-host, Mr. Joe Plummer. If you like, you may call in. The number is 347-326-9477. And once again, we'll talk with Mr. Joe Plummer, ask questions, have more questions for him when we come back for break. Thank you. Thank you. really, really nice. I enjoyed listening to that. You were listening to pianist Boyz Queen, entitled Our Love Is Here to Stay. Welcome to Check Out Chicago with Miss Keisha Nicole and my co-host that I love so dearly, Mr. Joe Plummer.
Hey.
He's that wild and crazy guy that I just truly adore. We're going to continue in our conversation. Joe, you were really giving us some very good insight in reference to auditioning and how we are to carry ourselves when we go into auditions. And I want to just say to you that as skilled as one may think that they may be,
mm-hmm.
it's always still, to me anyhow, I always get nervous when I go into auditions. You never know what to expect. Why do you guys keep these straight faces? Are you like, I mean, you just one an artist and the actresses. This is even when you are a dancer or a poet or a singer, any type of musicians, any type of auditioning you have to do. It's not the same as an interview. Like, when you go on an interview, you can interact. You interact with that individual. So you kind of, like, can get a feel of, you know, the person that's asking you all of these questions. But when you go into an audition, there is really nothing you can grasp from the people behind the panel. Hard, you know, hardcore. Why that? Why not? Why can't you say, oh, wow, like, oh, I love that. You know, seriously, like, wow. Why can't you?
Well, let me first start off by saying that I'm on my raggedy phone right now. I had to change phones, so
oh,
then you know.
Okay.
Number two, first of all, when you walk in,
mm-hmm.
Some people we know, some people we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And we say hi, hey, how you doing? Might even give you a hug, you know, whatever. But then it's the business of show. So at that point, we want to see what you're going to do with what you have to work with. If it's something that we gave you to read beforehand,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
or if it's something that you're doing on your own, some song that you want to do for us or some monologue you've learned on your own.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to take all that into consideration. And, you know, it's not like we're paying to see someone perform. We are watching you to see if you can perform under those conditions. If you could come into some small room and see a bunch of strangers, three or four strangers behind a table giving you the once-over without a smile because we're critiquing you to see how well you sing or do we hear something in your voice to know that you can sing but maybe you might be nervous or you may crack or you're not doing the best that we know that you can do. So that's what we're taking into account at that point. Myself, I smile a lot, as you know. So
yes,
you can never tell with me with my smile. It's like, you know.
Can I put you on pause, Joe? When I first met you, you did not smile.
I didn't?
No, at the audition, you did not smile. You did not smile. When I walked in, you were sitting there.
Uh-huh.
You know, whatever. Just so, and I hope that someone else will call in. But don't call in about me, you guys. Don't call in and say, Keisha, you were, you know, I remember when I first met you. Don't do that. Because I was inexperienced doing that. See, Joe has much experience. And Sydney, yeah, I'm going to call her out too. Yeah, they are very well experienced in this. See, I was just doing what I was told. I was told
uh-huh.
not to smile. But, Joe, you did not smile at me.
It must have been a rough day. Well, oh, you mean while you were singing?
No. When I was singing, no, you did not smile.
Oh, well, I meant when I smile when you walk in.
No, you didn't smile when I walked in.
Oh, get out of here.
You gave like this little grin, shake a hand thing. But anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, we're...
So what we do is we're listening, watching, and critiquing. So...
Even when you first walk through that room, that's what's happening. When from the time we open the door,
mm-hmm.
that's a critique. And even
yep.
just the way we step into the room, that is
yep.
a critique. Okay. And we should know
yep.
this. We should know this, but this is for those of us who don't have as much experience going on auditions or, you know, or just are even thinking about doing such.
Mm-hmm.
It could be very scary and very intimidating to do so. But we were like, with this program, we want to be able to encourage you and enhance, you know, your passion, you know, to do just that, to go forward, you know, go for the gusto, you know, do what you do. So what if we mess up? Like, what if we're auditioning and we say, oh, wait a minute, let me start over. How bad is that? And I'm not
That's
talking
not
about
bad
like,
at all.
Not like a Simon Cowell, like American Idol type audition, because we know that that's made for TV, most of it. But in theater, if we need to start over with our monologue, if we need to start over with our song, how bad is that?
That's not bad at all. I mean,
why
you know,
not?
That's a good thing, because we know that everybody can't be comfortable in their own skin. We know that for you guys on the other side of the table, the stakes are high. You really want this gig. You really want to impress. You want to do your best. We don't know what's going on with your life before you get there. You may have been running late, so you're speeding, whatever, you're rushing, and you get through the door, you're going like, you know, and you need to take a breath. You need to calm down. So maybe that's going on with you also. We don't know. But we do know that you all are human. We all are human. We all have flaws. We all have nervousness. But it's how you work through your nervousness. And if you do make a mistake, it's okay to say, oh, sorry, excuse me, let me just start over again. Because that gives you your second win. We understand that. We don't hold that against you.
Okay.
If you do the same thing you've done before when you messed up, then it's like, okay, you need a second win to do this again, you know.
Okay.
And trust me, it is like American Idol, believe it or not, you know.
Oh, you
there are Simons in the world that sit behind
oh,
the desk and meet you and go like, nah, you know.
Okay.
There are Paulas in the world go like, oh,
okay.
She wasn't so bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't. But usually, when you go to an audition, you don't get the feedback like right
no.
there. You're usually either told to, you know, wait outside, or you're told that you will get a call back. You know, if they're interested. What are some of the things? And since we're here, and we can stay here for a moment if you don't mind. What are some of the things? What are the important things that we could tell the newcomers, like, what should you bring with you, what you always have when you go on an audition?
Okay, well, you should always have your picture and resume. And
What if I don't? What if I just heard about this audition and I'm coming because I have this monologue ready, but I don't have my picture nor my resume because I'm just getting off work?
We still want to know why. Well, okay, I understand that, but we still want to know if you're serious about this business,
mm-hmm.
then we feel as though you should always have your picture and resume with you.
Okay.
You know?
What if I have my picture and resume with me, but I don't have a monologue prepared because I just heard about this audition and darn it, I didn't know that you were asking for monologues. Are there any provisions made usually, or is that a rarity for someone to say, oh, well, let me pull out a side for you to read from, a script from you to read from, or something like that. What type of, you know, words of wisdom or encouragement can you give?
Okay. Let me break it down.
Okay.
I would rather for you to walk in with a monologue learned.
Okay.
And not have a pitch or a resume.
Okay.
Because now you've got the talent. You don't have your pitch or your resume, but we know that you know your stuff.
Okay.
If you don't have a, you know, there's a line in my play, Get Ready, that you were in.
Yes.
There's a line that I wrote in there that says you always need to be ready if you don't get to go.
Even if you don't get to go?
Even if you don't get to go, you need to be ready.
All right.
You got to be ready even if you don't get to go.
Okay. So do you hear that, Chicago? I hope that you are enjoying Check Out Chicago. We want to quickly talk about Bronzeville Community Theater Company, or Bronzeville Theater Company. We hope, again, that you are enjoying Check Out Chicago with Keisha Nicole and Mr. Joe Plummer. We talked about, you know, what Bronzeville Theater Company is all about, what our mission is, what our purpose is. And I'm reading the chats. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for the questions. We really do appreciate it. Excuse me. They are basically stating that that you are so right, Mr. Plummer. You should always be ready, even if you don't get to go. They like that. They really, really like that. What do you have to say about that, Mr. Plummer?
That's true. You know, you can always say, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll rehearse tomorrow. It's always good to have your stuff ready now, because someone will say, hey, guess what? It's an audition for this movie, and it's only today. So, okay, then I'm ready. You know, I can do my whatever I need to do, my monologue or a song if they want me to do that, you know, or read the sides. But if you're not on your stuff, so to speak, then it's like, oh, man, I was gonna start rehearsing next week. I don't know what to do now, or I can't do it. I can't hit the high note this week because I haven't been doing my vocal exercises and blah, 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 blah. You know, those are excuses.
Okay.
So that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. And also, someone wants to know you would rather them not have their picture and resume, but know the monologue that they're going to
oh, yeah.
do. Be prepared.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
When you say be ready, you're speaking of the monologue or the song or the dance, or are you speaking of it all? Have your pictures and your resumes prepared to go when it's time to go?
It's best to have it all together if you can. If you can't, if you don't have a pitch, even if you don't have a pitch or a resume, have the song or the monologue or the dance ready to go.
Okay. All right, thank you guys for your feedback. We truly, truly appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening in. So are you enjoying yourself, Mr. Plummer?
I surely am.
All righty. I know we talked a little bit more last week about Mr. Plummer's history in the business and all that he has done, the movies, the plays, the host of experience that Mr. Plummer has in the industry. We are in our first season with the Bronzeville Theater Company, and Mr. Plummer, as I mentioned before, is the artistic director, and our first play was A Raisin in the Sun, was directed by Miss Audrey Morgan, starred myself, Keisha Nicole, Miss N. Laquise Hawkins, Miss Annette Galloway, and our star was Mr. Casey Lee. We had a couple of first comers who joined us. Tyler Carruthers was one. He played Travis Younger, the baby boy, and also Mr. Delano Walks. With that experience, with this being your, I'm going to say, our first season, and that
yes.
being our first performance, how do you feel you know, things went. What was that experience like for you? And if you would, do you mind sharing that?
Oh, I would love to tell you how I feel. I felt like I delivered a baby. It was just our first baby together.
Oh gosh, ladies and gentlemen.
Because you know, it was a lot of work, but it was a lot of work. But as they say, it's a labor of love. Because you know, this is our first play that we're putting on. We had a small budget, but we got things done. It looked good. Audrey whipped the actors into shape. Even the newcomers were on their stuff. You know, they were there every day for rehearsal. They worked hard. It was a loving environment. I was so proud of all the actors and what we did. You know, I almost shed a little tear. You know, because it was just unbelievably good.
Okay, now if people wanted to, and we can give you information, Bronzeville Theater Company, we do have a website. The website is thebctc.org, or you can go to bronzevilletheater.org, and theater is theatre. We can be Googled. You can put in Bronzeville Theater, and we will come up. You can put in Bronzeville Community, and we will come up. We do have some events coming up. I know that our main performance or main production for the end of our season will be Get Ready, written and will be directed by our own Mr. Joe Plummer. But before that, we will have an event for National Black HIV AIDS Awareness Day. And this event, or this particular event, we'll be partnering with some of Bronzeville own. One will be West Point Baptist Church, who is going to support this event by allowing us to, hosting the event in their fellowship hall. We also have, yes, National HIV AIDS Awareness Day, and that day is February 7th. That's on a Monday. And we will host host a series of events. Am I correct, Mr. Plummer?
That's right.
We'll have performances by some of our ensemble members. The play or stage reading that we will be producing is written by Ms. Laquise Hawkins, and it's called And So Goes a Nation, which is about African-American women and their struggles with the disease. We also are partnering with, do you want to mention the other person that we're partnering with, Mr. Plummer?
Not yet, because we don't know if we have them just yet.
Oh, okay. So, well, we're partnering with some more people. I know that the Bronzeville Visitor Center is one of our supporters and partners, and they are supporting us in our endeavors. And also Chicago's Black Business Network with Mrs. Sonia Perdue. She is also one of our partners, and that's just to name a few. So next Monday, we will be talking more about that. And if you would like to volunteer for this event, because this is a free event, it is free for everyone. We actually are going to have vendors present, and those vendors are going to be there presenting some of their products and services to our guests as well. And we will, again, have performances, and we will share more about that on next week. We'll talk about that. I hope to have Ms. Laquise on the show so she can talk about the play and what it means to her. Also, we, again, we invite you to join us on our website or to visit us on our website. That's www.thebctc.org or bronzevilletheater.org. And we're going to take a break again right now. And we're going to take a short break, commercial break. And we'll be back, and we will be speaking again. Mr. Plummer, I know that there's more that you want to say. So we have we're 14 minutes remaining into our program, and we're just going to take a quick break. So we'll see you when we get back.
A successful special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size your special event may be.
Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. At Andy Clyde's, world-class service for our clients is standard. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists, and makeup artists, favors, daily plans for guests, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations.
Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. We are not locked in by guidelines passed down by corporate. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as dream weavers because we listen to what you want and get it done.
Our specialties are the vacation packages. Visit our website at www.andyclides.net to see examples of what sets our services above others.
And remember, at Andy Clides, we are your
dream.
It's a people problem.
That's you,
people,
and me. It's so easy.
But we could solve this confusion if we tried instead of shooting. Plus, there's no excuse when we have mouths that could use them for apologizing and acknowledging fault instead of falsely accusing, making threats, shouting, and verbally abusing. You see, we could blame race because it's easy and it's legal, but the one common denominator, people, is people. It's a people problem.
If you open your eyes,
the problem is people. That's
the problem.
People.
That's you and me.
If you open your eyes,
listen closely.
The problem is people. That's you and me.
And I'm telling
you,
for free.
When there's love, you feel the other person's heart beat, and that heart becomes something that you wanna take care of. And this is what we're lacking. The problem is not money or the lack thereof. The problem is people doing evil things to get it and evil things with it. Humility has totally left us. The reason I'm here is to help you, help me, help us. It's a people problem.
If you open your eyes,
the problem is people. That's it's simple and plain. People purposely impose upon others their misery and pain. Their primary motive and mission is to spread their anger and displeasure and to put other people in their position. They plot. They practice illegal tactics. They play a game of pretend. And the problem is not time. They have plenty of that to spend. The problem is people. Once again, it's a people problem.
If you open your eyes,
the problem is people. That's
the problem.
The
people.
It's a people.
That's you and me.
If you open your eyes,
closely.
The problem is people, that's you and me.
And I'm sure you agree.
To some degree, we're all born equal. And then our thoughts, beliefs, and opinions are shaped and altered by guess who? You guessed it, people. And to say there's a drug problem without acknowledging the source won't help, because no drug can manufacture and ship itself. And the problem is not, I said not, the internet. The problem is people who neglect priorities and lack self-respect. And if it wasn't for people, there would be no war. Guns and knives are not killers. People are.
If you open your eyes,
the problem is people. That's the problem is people. That's you and me.
Listen closely.
The problem is people. That's you and me.
And I'm sure
you'll
agree.
Welcome back, Chicago. Thanks for tuning in to Check Out Chicago. Again, I am your host, Keisha Nicole. I hope you are enjoying listening in with us, along with my co-host, Mr. Joe Plummer. You were listening to People Problem by Inspire. I hope you enjoyed that. It was.
I did. Exciting.
You did?
I liked that.
Poetry, jazz, infused, it's hot. And again, his name is Inspire, and it's called People Problems. So we're going to be closing out the show, and I really know that I'm going to say this because you all have to know that I truly do respect Mr. Plummer and all of his experience and his wisdom and knowledge of the business. In Chicago, and we're going to talk about this because the show is called Check Out Chicago. I know that that we have the Bronzeville Community Theater Company. Okay, yes, we do. But what other theater companies would you recommend? Any? Is it safe for you to do that? Because you've worked with so many. Would you recommend sending your pictures and resumes? Would you recommend going to see certain plays, because you also have worked with the Black Theater Alliance Awards. Am I correct?
Yes,
have to talk about everything that that you do with that. But you have the pleasure even working with Jeff Awards. Am I correct?
I didn't work with the Jeff Awards. I was nominated a couple of times.
Okay, but the African American Alliance, Theater Alliance, am I correct? Is that how you say that?
Mm-hmm.
There's two African
Americans. The Black Theater Alliance. The Black Theater Alliance Awards.
Okay, and there's another one, am I correct?
Yes, the African American Alliance. It's two different ones, but they sound similar,
Yes. So based on, your behind-the-scenes experience, seeing and working with some of these theater companies in, within those ceremonies, award ceremonies, would you say that there are any that you would recommend for us or to us who are listening?
Well, I think you should go to all that you can. I mean, I think it's good to be knowledgeable about a lot of things in this business. If you're serious about being in this business, it's good to attend all kind of award shows. It's mm-hmm. great to go to different theaters. Even white theaters offer you something, okay. I have worked with Black Ensemble, ETA, Victory Gardens, Writers Theater, So I do have a diverse background when it comes to doing different things with them, as far as acting and playwriting and doing sound design and playwriting. So yeah, I think everyone should be well diverse in everything that they do. You know, it's good to go and just do everything you can. I mean, if it's an interest to you. But yeah, I feel as though it makes you a well rounded person once you do more than just one thing. You know, and go more than one place.
And I want to also mention that, I mean, last week we talked about your nominations as far as your plays. You
mm-hmm.
have had several nominations, and you, last year, 2010, or was it 2009, your...
Yeah, 2010,
one of your plays won how many awards, and what's the
11.
Name of it?
11. We It was the name of the theater in Pittsburgh. It was in Pittsburgh, in fact. They produced the I Got You, the story of Joe Tex in Pittsburgh, and it won 11 awards and for best play and best actor, best actress, best everything, you know. It swept the award show, and I was so proud. But I didn't have a clue that we were even up for nominations. I got a call one Sunday morning, and someone told me that, you know, we won. I said, we won what? We won what? Some more time to sleep? But so when they told me, I'm going like, what? So it was a great moment for me, though. And I must say that I didn't write it by myself. I wrote it with Mr. David Barr III.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
Yes. We can't leave him out, definitely.
We cannot.
Now, the other play that is also successful and has toured throughout the United States is Get Ready. You also co-wrote that with someone else, am I correct?
Yes, his name is Jay Stewart. He's deceased
okay.
now. He was my mentor. Mm-hmm. It was a great experience. That was my first play, in fact, like you said. We produced that at Victory Gardens in 1994, I believe.
Okay.
And it's been running different places ever since.
And it's been very, very successful. Has won awards as well, correct?
Yeah, it has, yeah.
Not just in the city of Chicago, but also in the different cities in which it has toured.
I know here it won some awards, but I'm not sure about the other cities. But
okay.
Also last year, I must add that Nothing But the Blues was nominated for like 11 awards here in Chicago. Didn't win anything, but that's okay. But it was nominated for 11 awards. So I have truly been blessed in my career. I have to admit that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I enjoy listening to and just getting all that Mr. Plummer has to offer. I want to thank you again. We thank you again for listening in to Check Out Chicago. Again, I am your host, Ms. Keisha Nicole, and my co-host, which I know he'll be back. Not certain if he's going to be back next week because he has a lot going on, y'all, a lot going on. So I thank him as well as welcome him and just appreciate him being here with us. I hope that you all tune in. If you're not able to catch the show during 3:30 and 4:30 p.m., just know that you can always go to Blog Talk Radio CBBN and listen to us later on whenever you have the time. Again, thank you for listening to Check Out Chicago, and I am your host, Keisha Nicole. I hope that listening to us was quite lovely, quite lovely. JoJo, you want to say bye-bye?
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
See you guys next week, Monday, 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. on CBBN Blog Talk Radio. And you're listening to Check Out Chicago. See you next week.